Yes, and everybody who's here, Brochim Abayim. So again, So we're on page 79, Simon Lamed, Sif Ches. So then last time we were together, so we were talking about the mitzvah tefillin, what time, so early as you could put on tefillin, what happens if you made a bracha before, do you have to make a new bracha or not? We didn't do Dalet. Excuse me. So we're up to Dalet. Dalet. Haya Bab Derech. Someone was coming on a trip. Utfilin Barosho. And he's wearing his tefillin. Or it could be because he's a person who wears tefillin all day, like they used to do in the old days. Or it could be, you know, again, as we mentioned last time, it could be because he wore them for protection reasons, right? Because there wasn't any place to keep them that was safe. And b'shaka alav chama, and it got nighttime. Now, again, the specific thing about this is, we discussed this before, here we're talking about that became Shabbos, and as we'll learn in the next siman, Shabbos is not time for tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says I'm wrong. I'm sorry. That this case is. Let's see that. Oh, Shaya Yosheb Beis HaMedrash, or somebody was sitting and learning. Tefillin Barosho V'Kishalav Hayom. Again, so the Mishnah Berurah says the first case is talking about even during the week. Second case, obviously, is talking about Shabbos. So in other words, again, a person was in the Beis HaMedrash. Don't forget the Batei Medrash were outside of town. And as we mentioned before, it's not so safe. And it became Shabbos. So what does he do? So in other words, he's wearing tefillin at a time when it's not the time to wear tefillin. So, but on the other hand, he doesn't want to take them off because it's not safe for the tefillin. So the Machaber says, "Yaniach yado aleihem ad sheyagia l'bayis." So you cover them, put your hand over them until you get home. Oh, im yesh bayis karov l'choma. Or let's say there's a house closer by, right, closer to the wall of the city, right? So in those days, again, many of the cities were walled for safety reasons to prevent marauders and things like that. So again, so if there's somebody who lives closer out, further out, so then you chol samam necham sham. So then you take them off and you leave them there, and that's what you do. But so in other words, the chiddush of the halacha is that even though you're wearing it at a time when you shouldn't be wearing them, but still, since you started wearing them in a heter, so you could keep on wearing them and just cover them so people are aware, either you're covering them or else, again, you're covering them so it shows that you don't want people to see them. And therefore, you're aware that you have to get them off as soon as possible, so either you get them home or you get them to a place where it's secure, whichever is closer. Hey, Yesh Misha Omer. So this is an interesting shaila. Some say Shemis Palo Tilas Arvis Me Ba'od Yom. If you daven Mariv while it was still day. So again, people do this this time of year on Fridays. They daven before Plag HaMincha, right? But again, in those days, as we discussed before, that's where Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen comes from. So. So people used to daven early because it wasn't safe to be out in the shul. So you davened early. Actually, niyach tefillin, but then he realized he didn't put on tefillin that day. So now the issue is like this. The issue is, on one hand, you didn't put on tefillin. But on the other hand, you can only put on tefillin during day. Well, it is still day. Yeah, but you have marav already. So then, this opinion says, you can't put on tefillin. even though, right, those of you who daven at the pre-plag minyan go outside after Maariv, it's still very light outside, right? So it's still day. And don't forget, we're talking about missing a day of wearing tefillin. But still, as you know, this is why we daven mincha on Fridays pre-plag, before plag of mincha. Because at least you go over a halakhic time zone. Go over plag of mincha, so before plag is day, after plag is nighttime, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you're not contradicting yourself. It's not a contradiction. In other words, if you daven mincha and maariv after plag of mincha, before sunset, so then that time between plag of mincha and sunset, what is it? Well, on one hand, you're davening mincha, so that means it's day. But on the other hand, you're davening maariv, so that means it's night. It can't be day and night at the same time. So the same issue applies here. In other words, this opinion says that since you're davening maariv already, so you're saying it's nighttime. So if it's nighttime, so then you can't put on tefillin. Or if you do, that would be a tarta desasre. It would be you'd be contradicting yourself. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are a number of achronim who say the Eliyahu the Prima Gan, who say no, that they say la halacha that you should put on tefillin, but without a bracha. Put on tefillin, but without a bracha. And and that's what you should do. Then he brings up another case. Now this is again also interesting. So again, it used to be, I saw it recently, you don't really have it that much, except for in like a Hasidish town, like Monroe, which is all Satmar, or Square, which is all Square, right? Or you know, something like that. But I saw it in one of those type of towns, I don't want to say which one, that a group of other Hasidim moved in. A small group, but they want to have their own minyan, and they daven at different times. So there was a whole big taram about that, because again, we live in a world that's totally the opposite, right? Because you see in halacha about minog amakom, the main minog that was is the minog of the place, not your own personal minog. So as I say in school, so like if you're like, for example, Persian, I like giving this example, you're Persian and you move to Germany, so again, no rice on Pesach, you have to start coming on time, you know, that's I think the bigger issue, and you have to conform, and the same the other way also, if you're a Yak and you will move to Persia, right, to Iran, the same thing would apply. So again, it's not just one way. But we don't have that anymore. We have just the opposite. Like every few feet, there's another shul with different minhagim. And sometimes in a shul itself, there's different minhagim. Right? A few years ago, not that long ago, we had a Sephardi minyan in the Beis Medrash. And it's not like they had, for a little while they had, but for a long time, I was their Rav. Right? So, so it was weird. But again, that's what it was. So here you see, even in one place, you had two different minhagim, and that's the way it was. So usually, like if a city had a minhag, like in Germany, it seems like, in the time when the Chassam Sofer was born, so they used to daven Friday early. It's a whole story about the Chassam Sofer's birth and that. But anyways, be that as it may, so everybody daven early, even if there were other shuls. That was the minhag of the city. So again, and everybody, so the halacha usually is that if there's a minhag of the city, whatever the city may be, and so we see very often in halacha, you're nigrar, you're pulled by them. So in other words, if the minhag of the city is to daven mincha early, whatever the case may be, so that would be the example here. So then, like we see that if they daven, if they were Makabel Shabbos, they were Makabel Shabbos early, it's Shabbos for you. Whether you davened or you didn't, and it don't make no difference, right? You're Nigrar you're pulled by your kehila. Now again, we don't have that anymore because, you know, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this. About, does the wife have to be Mekabel Shabbos when the husband is Mekabel Shabbos? Again, so that comes into play this time of year when sometimes the husband goes to the pre-plag minyan, she has other things to do. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva on that. But again, it's a similar type of idea. So, but the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case. So again, let's say that Tzibur davened. They davened Maariv. You didn't daven. You happened to not daven, for whatever reason may be. And again, let's superimpose the scenario that we're talking about now. And it happened to be they davened Maariv. You didn't, but you didn't, for whatever reason, you didn't put on tefillin yet. So could you put on tefillin? So again, in the case we had in the Machaber, you daven Maariv early. You daven Maariv early. Then you remember, oops. So again, so the Machaber brought down that you cannot put on tefillin. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brought down Achron and said you can, but without a bracha. So let's switch the case slightly, and let's say a slightly different case. And the case is that you didn't daven Maariv, but the Tzibur did. So normally we say that that you are nigrar after you're pulled by the tzibur, because you're part of the tzibur. So believe it or not, in this case, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in that case, again, you didn't daven, they davened, that's your shul, they davened, so it's really it should already be nighttime already. So Mishnah Berurah says that in that case, you could put on tefillin, and you could even make a bracha. If it's still daylight, right?
Is it after Shia?
No.
I'm
sure I told the story before, but I remember I was in New York once for something, and I think I had Yortzeit, but I had to catch a plane. So at that time, a friend of mine was a rav in Jackson Heights. I don't think there's a community there anymore. But anyways, there was another shul, I was saying about him, but Rabbi Salonika, I think was the rabbi's name. I guess it was from Salonika. And my friend told me, go daven min chamarav there. I said, how's that going to help my kashma? He said, they daven every day before plag mincha, because it was a shul of older men, and the community wasn't so safe. His shul moved out of the community for that reason a few years later. But, so he said the men didn't want to be out at night or when it's dark. So every day of the year, even in the winter, they would daven before plag mincha.
3:00.
Yeah, or 2:30, I don't know, 1 o'clock, I don't know, right after. And so he said, you could cop a maariv there really early. I remember I went there, and it was really interesting. So again, that would be the example. So let's say a person always davens there, is one of those people, and the shul daven, and he... I forgot to put on tefillin today. So could he put on tefillin? That would be the case. Okay, we're running out of time, but let's go to page 80, Simon Lamed Aleph. As y'all know, Shabbos v'yontif, also allowed to put on. On Shabbos and yontif, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Why? Why can't I? Mivnei sheim atzmam os. Because Shabbos and yontif is called an os. A sign. The imenicham bahem osacher. So, and then if you put on tefillin on these days on Shabbos and Yontif, tefillin is also called an os. Vayula tato vayula os al yadacha vayula tato os beinacha hayazilzul la os shalohem. It'd be degrading to the other os, to Shabbos and Yontif. You don't need an extra os, right? So like a the example I give is you give an Olympic swimmer a life preserver, right? You know, that's just going to slow him down, right? You can do fine without it. So again, on Shabbos and Yontif, they are osos. Those days are themselves osos. And therefore, you don't need another os. Okay. Well, so tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we will take this a little further, see a very interesting shaila by the Das Torah. Very interesting case. Okay, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow.